Welcome back. The Food and Drugs Authority says a new import system is being put in place to compel importers to acquire import permits before bringing products into the country. The current flexible regime allows companies to bring products into the country while registration is still ongoing. This move will minimize the importation of unregistered drugs from entering the Ghanaian market. Acting CEO of the FDA, Mrs. Delise Daku, stated this when she appeared before the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament to answer questions on the performance audit report by the Auditor General. Mrs. Daku said with the introduction of the single window at the ports by the first of next month, the FDA will curb the importation of unregistered drugs by 80%. She said the FDA will also strengthen its operations at the ports and borders to ensure substandard drugs are not imported into the country.
What we're saying is that with the new system that is coming up, we expect to be able to know the drugs that are coming at the point of importation. What we have, we're supposed to have an import permit, not a clearance permit. So before somebody imports drugs, the FDA should be involved before you even import it. That was the system before. So with the new system, at the point where you pick your import declaration, the FDA should be part of that process. So there should be a point where you say that, is this drug that you're importing into the country a registered drug? The FDA should have access at that point in the importation process, so that at that point you cannot even import it into the country. So we would make an input at the very top to say that no, that drug has not been imported and it should not even be allowed to be shipped into the country. At this point, or at that point, we were not involved. But with the new system that has come, when the Vice President announced it a couple of days ago, that is what it's going to be. So we are going to be involved at that point where we say, no, the drug has not been registered and it should not be allowed even to be shipped into this country.
Mrs. Daku said lack of storage facilities for drugs is a major challenge. She was, however, optimistic that by the end of the year, the authority would get a place to keep such products. According to her, the current practice of keeping detained drugs at the premises for its clients is not the best. This is because there is a high temptation of the drugs being tampered with.
One of the challenges that we face is there's no space at the port to keep detained medicines. These medicines were medicines that were detained in the client's warehouse. They are registered medicines, but they were imported when they had not been re-registered. So we detained them at the client's warehouse because there's nowhere else to detain them. FDA does not have the facilities to detain medicines ourselves. We don't have the space. Under normal circumstances, that would have been the ideal. That is what we are now trying to make provision for in a new facility that we are building, so we can keep them ourselves under lock and key. At the moment, unfortunately, we have to detain them in the client's warehouse and lock them ourselves. We find the client all right, but unfortunately, the medicines went out.
Chairman, I would like to find out from her, for how long has this continued, especially in a situation where almost all institution is expected to adopt best practices.
The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee and MP for Ketu North, James Kluche Aveji, said a performance audit is to find out if the objectives of the organizations are being achieved and how they can be helped. It should therefore not be confused with financial audit.
I think that some people are misinterpreting what is performance audit. Because if you don't find any infractions or malfeasance cited in the Auditor General report for performance audit, it doesn't mean that they are not supposed to appear before the Public Accounts Committee. Performance audit is meant to find out if objective of an organization is being achieved. So today, if we are looking at performance audit of the Food and Drugs Authority, it is to find out if their activities is actually achieving the objectives of that organization. It's different from financial audits, where the Auditor General wants to find out if the financial regulations, if the public financial management had been followed by public officers who have been entrusted with public funds. The Public Accounts Committee is not a committee that will make a direct recommendation at the sitting for the arrest of anybody. We don't have that powers. We have the power to subpoena anybody to appear. We have the power for the production of documents, but we don't have the power to say Mr. A or B should be arrested. We are a committee of parliament. For that matter, our report must go to the plenary for decision. So people should not think that the Public Accounts Committee should do certain things that actually are not within our powers.
Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, an MP for Ketun North, James Kluche Aveji.